Hi, my name is Elace Piper, and this piece is called Beats Unskipped. Secrets. A world of secrets. A many and varied world we all live in. Each of us, individual, surrounded by our own personal flora and fauna. Crossbeams in the architecture of who we are. Knowing every leaf of every tree, every support beam, and the stories behind them. We feel so alone in our secrets, but we're not. We all have secrets. We are all looking at a world of our own private creation. The secrets that shaped my world began before I was born. They colored my childhood and framed my reality well into young adulthood. The previous generations had been busy bees and, as all generations before them, believed that not telling equaled saving from. Oh no, Grandpa doesn't just drink beer! Really? When are we going to figure out that not telling only makes it worse? I eventually figured out a couple of unspoken family secrets. Grandpa was a raging alcoholic. But by that time, I had a few secrets of my own. I remember standing at the train station in the small Midwestern town I grew up in, Winona, Minnesota. God, I was such an alien in that place. We were waiting for my father to arrive, all the way from Philadelphia. We got to see him a few times a year, but this was pretty soon after the divorce, so his visits were still pretty high stress. I was maybe 6. Mom had moved us there, back to her hometown, so she'd have her family around her. Devastated does not even begin to describe how my mother felt. Oh, I remember her nervous anticipation as she fussed with our clothes and squeezed my hand. My little sister jumping around and laughing, so excited. And me. God, what was I feeling? So much longing and so much fear. I pretty much froze. And then he stepped off the train. My father was so beautiful and so charismatic. He could make everybody's head turn by walking into a room. And I know that part of that is my childhood romanticizing. But I've been told by plenty of cousins that, no, he really was that great. He was the head of his department at the university. He wrote a couple of books. He was an accomplished painter and muralist. When we were older, we went to visit him, and he'd take us to New York. We'd be introduced to his glamorous friends and go to Broadway shows. How could I even function around someone like that? How could I exist? Who was I? And he would come to visit, and I would stand in front of him, and in my terrified child's mind, he was looming over me like God, and the time for judgment came. Would I pass? Was I clever enough? I didn't know what I liked to do. I didn't know what I wanted. Would I get permission to exist in his world? Would I get to be loved? He was just a man who wanted to know his daughter. Ugh, and my mother. I can't even imagine what it was like for her. Some slow torture, trying to act normal while this man who destroyed her sat in the living room. And it wasn't only during those visits. I look a lot like my father. Every day she looked at me and was forced to look into his eyes. Forced to watch the way he moved reflected in my little kid body. Watching it grow more and more like his as the years went by. She never told me how hard that was for her. That's one of the secrets I figured out much later. I was 4 when they divorced. During the week of my 15th birthday, he had been in the hospital with pneumonia, but we were told he was getting better. One day, I came home from volleyball practice to find a bunch of people at the house. They were so quiet when I walked in, all heads turning, everyone seeing me and getting up. I can't remember who it was that told me I should go upstairs, My mother was there and had something to tell me. I don't remember walking up the stairs either. But I remember coming into the bedroom and my sister crying in Mom's arms. Tears running down my mother's face as she held her arm out to me. He had died. It was 2 days after my birthday. My party was the next night. My parents always told us they got divorced because they just couldn't live together anymore. They still loved each other, and they both still loved us, and blah, blah, blah. No explanations, nothing really concrete. About a year after he died, in the summer of my 16th year, I joined the Winona Community Theater. I began to change from the shy bookworm I had always been to a young teenager with an actual life, wanting to stay out late and talking on the phone all the time. And my wardrobe began to be filled with a lot more black. Oh, there were so many new friends in my life, but none better than Dwight, Roger, and Mark. They were older and artistic and so cool. And they thought I was pretty. They let me hang out with them and listen to cool new music and talk about ideas. And they never tried to get down my pants, ever. It was an average night hanging out with Dwight, Roger, and Mark. I got home and Mom was watching Dallas, so I joined her and we chatted about our day. What did you do today? How was rehearsal? Oh, not much. Fine. Went to eat with the guys afterwards. That's nice, dear. I need to ask you something. She said she was glad I had these new friends, and she didn't mind me hanging out with them, but she had just one favor. Could I please include some girls in a group? They were nice guys, but she was uncomfortable with me hanging out with just guys all the time. I thought that was reasonable, but she didn't need to worry because they're gay, Mom, so nothing's going to happen. My mom. I know, but I'd still be more comfortable if you included some girls. I looked at my mom and asked, Mom, was Dad gay? Now I've thought about this moment a lot. I've gone over and over it in my head, talked with friends, hashed it out in therapy, and I think it's because she didn't skip a beat. My very normal, Dallas-watching, small-town mom didn't skip a beat when I told her I was hanging out with a bunch of gay guys. And it was like there was this whole layer of puzzle pieces that all just shifted over a fraction of an inch and clicked into place. If you've never seen someone's jaw drop, believe me, it is utterly real. She sat there with her mouth open for what felt like a full minute. When she was finally able to speak again, she said, Yes, he was. That was why we got a divorce. And there's something else you need to know. Your father died of kidney failure, but he was in the hospital with pneumonia because he had AIDS. Thank you! Oh, this feeling runs through your entire body when you learn a secret like that. The cloud lifts, and for a moment, it all makes sense. Everything, all my dad's friends, his beautiful, extremely well-decorated apartment, his paintings, all of it. Every feeling explained, every question answered, and every doubt quieted, and it's all just right. That's how I felt. I think it's that moment that began my lifelong love of therapy. It's such a high, that relief. You get it. There's a reason. It was a secret, and now it's known, and it makes all the difference in the world. My parents had decided not to tell us that Dad was gay until we turned 18 because they didn't want it to affect our sexualities. God, the 70s. But it ended up being one of the most important factors in my life. It was the first of many secrets to be unveiled. The beginning of the saga. It probably has nothing to do with my becoming a dominatrix, but you never know.